Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, another big offensive weekend for you last weekend. You've had a couple of those now in the last month or so. North Dakota goes out and scores 9 last night. Is offense making a comeback?
I don't know if it's making a comeback or if it's just, you know, a kind of, I don't know if it's early season, but I think when you're scoring goals, it's typically a result of the other team, you know, being negligent with the puck. I think that's probably the biggest thing right there, but it might be making a comeback a little bit as well, too, Schultz. I think the rules do dictate that a little bit, but I also think, too, that if you have good habits, you know, if you have good habits, your ability of generating offense is going to come.
You had three players honored by the league as Players of the Week last week. We'll start with Alex Adams, the Offensive Player of the Week. How has his game and kind of his role evolved here over the last 2 years?
Well, he has to play a heavy game, and he played a heavy game last week. He was physical. He played in the trenches, and he was hard on pucks, and he was rewarded because of that.
Tommy Muck is named the Defensive Player of the Week. It's always kind of baffled my brain in the weekly release from the WCHA when they announce the Players of the Week. The defensive player, they always start with the offensive stats. How does Tommy's game transcend points?
Well, I mean, Tommy Muck's got sneaky offense. And he skates extremely well, which creates some separation in his ability of making plays and shooting the puck. And he can make plays. He can shoot the puck. Like, he's got good offensive depth to his game. And, again, you might look at his career points and saying, like, where I'm coming from. And but he always has. And we've had him in a role where he's been in a shutdown role. I mean, he's going over the boards, playing against the opposing teams, you know, top players night in and night out. He's an ace penalty killer. There's a minute to go in the game, and it doesn't matter, again, if we're up or down or tied, he's playing. So he plays in a lot of key situations, and he plays against a lot of key people. So that's where his offensive statistics may not show that, but he's got offense.
Elias Rosen named the Rookie of the Week. His goal last Saturday, to me, was not a typical freshman kind of a goal, especially a defenseman. He went right to the backdoor post. Did you see that instinct, that hockey sense from the get-go when you started recruiting him?
Yeah, he is. He's got tremendous potential, and he's a heck of a player right now, and you know, his ceiling's very high, Schultze. But no, he's got a good skill set, and he's got a high battle level. So we just think, again, his best hockey is going to be ahead of him, and he's come out of the blocks pretty strong.
How did he end up in the USHL from Sweden?
Well, he committed to us, and we talked to the Tri-City Storm, and they're good friends of ours, and they needed an import, and just kind of things like that, and that's kind of how it all evolved.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. The league schedule has been a goofy one this year, Tom. A lot of teams playing four games against same opponents in a month. What are some of the pros and the cons of playing a team back-to-back in such short order?
I don't like it. I don't know if there's a pro or a con necessarily, Schultz. I guess the pro is you kind of it's fresh in your mind. You know, their systems and you know, their personnel are fresh in your mind. That's probably one thing. But I just like playing teams at different times of the year, first half and second half, because you're a different team. You're always different, whether you're trending or you're not trending, but you're a different team when you play somebody else, and there could be injuries. There's just a lot of factors that play into it. So I do like playing teams, you know, at the first half and then playing in the second half. But you're right, Schultz, just for whatever reason, it's not only us. It's a lot of teams in the league, I've noticed, are playing teams, again, within a month apart.
If Lake State gets better goaltending, I think their record is vastly different than what it is right now. How good of a team could they be?
They got a really good hockey team, and you know, their record doesn't indicate that right now. But if you take a look at our games, we played them 3 weeks ago. The scoring chances were like 14-12 one night and 12-10 the other night. That just tells you those are going to be close games, probably one goal games. And you know, that it didn't obviously, you know, it finished that way. But that just tells you again what kind of game it was.
Quick look at the stats. They are a team with the most shots on goal in league play, but yet they've given up more shots than they currently have. I'm baffled by that stat. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it is kind of goofy here. You're 100% right. I can't put a finger on that one as well, Schultze. And you have to You know, you want to win, you got to give up about 28 shots max, you know, 27, 28 shots max in a game. And you start giving up shots in the 30s, you're going to be in trouble a little bit right here because you're putting a lot of pressure on your goaltender.
You've got four guys right now that are a minus. Your top plus-minus guy is Elias Rosen. He's plus 12 already, which is mind-boggling in and of itself, too. But does plus-minus gain any importance in your mind the later you get into a season or not?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty interesting stat, Schultz, but you still have to watch how you take your plus-minus. Like a guy like Tommy Muck, Dan Billett, over the years, Sam Wendell, those guys aren't going to be a high plus. They're not going to be a high plus just because, again, who they're being matched against. So you have to take that into consideration as well. And when we're recruiting, you could look at that stat, but, again, if you're talking about, you know, some of the best defenders on a specific team, you know, they're logging heavy minutes is what I'm getting at. So it is an important stat, but you can't be consumed with it.
Adam Brady has scored in 8 straight, 5 goals and 6 assists in that stretch. How is his offense kind of dictating your record as of late?
A lot. I mean, he's our guy. I mean, he's our leader. He's our offensive leader. He's got the ability of scoring from the outside. He's got a heavy shot. He's just he adds so much stability to our forward group, and he's just an even keel person. But he's a heck of a hockey player.
Aaron Miller's got 13 points. A bunch of those have come in a couple of games. But then you look recently, Alex Iarullo scored a bunch as of late. Owen Sillinger scored a bunch as of late. How has your balance, too, led to your record as of late?
I think a lot of that. And, it's just we're getting, you know, we're getting output from a lot of different guys, which is good. And, you want that to continue, but again, we're not going to stay on the pace that we are right now. We understand that, but it's still nice to score some goals, and I think our guys are being rewarded for doing the things that we're preaching, and that's good to see, because once if we're preaching something and they're having success, there's better buy-in. And I just think, again, our net front presence, we've been really good in front of the cage. We're using our points more. Our points are more active. They're getting more shots. When they're getting more shots, we're getting more puck recovery. We're possessing the puck more is what I'm getting at, Schultz. So we're spending less time defending and more time attacking. And I think once you do that, your scoring is going to improve.
A little thin at forward right now. Tyler Jubenville is going to play forward. What do you want to see out of him tonight?
Well, he's just he's a smoothie. He's a smooth player. He's got good instincts. He's got good hockey sense. And actually, right now in practice, he looks very comfortable right there. So we're pretty deep on the back line right there. So we were toying with the idea.